Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
The Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, LA and the world. Today's Friday, February 17th. I'm totally distracted, Tori. I'm like all over the place.
Oh, what happened?
Let me make sure the show is running.
Oh, God. We're starting from square one here. Let's make sure that's happening.
The show is running and we're good.
Welcome back to the board.
Hi, Tori.
Hi.
We have a very dark, wintry day outside. Mm. They're saying it's going to be the biggest storm of the seasons.
I know.
Of the season, which is probably the biggest storm in many years.
Yeah, I know.
Because we've had nothing.
I know.
So we're bracing for that, folks. It's probably, I mean, we have a drizzle, but they call it a storm warning. So it depends.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're going to have some nice rain.
There's going to be some thunder, some everyone gets sexy today.
We get a little
sexy
season today.
Yeah,
there you go.
And yeah, we're seasoned. That's better.
Yeah, right.
I'm all, let's get sexy.
Awesome. Well, we have a great show for you today, as we usually do on Friday, because we're in extra good mood on Fridays. And we'll bring you in just a moment. We're going to have a fun show. We've been having such fun shows that people have been complaining we're too loud.
Whoa.
And it spills over to the other studio. So we got to be a little, just a little quieter, you know. I mean, we have soundproofing here, but it doesn't really block shouting.
No.
And with Laurel
or
here
Joy
the other day,
or
we were shouting.
Laurel was a loud talker.
She was a loud talker, and we tried to talk over her, and it was like a whole thing, you know.
It was pretty loud.
Awesome. So, any plans for the weekend, or are you just going to enjoy the weather?
I'm just going to enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
Do
binges.
Do some binges. I got proposed to 4 years ago today.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Our 4 year anniversary.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we all know we don't know the story. We know how it started. We don't know the engagement.
Proposal.
Part.
Oh, it was good. It was really good.
Was it nice?
It was very good.
Oh, okay.
He did a very good thing he bought a leather journal and he had written out, it's a long story. And as I was reading the journal, it was saying stuff that we had done together. And in the last page, it said the day I was reading it and it was like the day I asked Tori to marry me.
Uh-huh.
I was like, but that's today. And then I turn over and he's on his knee. But then he put the ring on the wrong hand, which is great, which is funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah,
I probably would have done
it's
that.
It's nerve wracking. I think it's a big moment. It's not fun. Yeah.
Wow. So you have a story or two to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's a
that's
good guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good marriage. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, it's very refreshing in today's world.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I feel like that's a rarity.
Yeah. So consider yourself extremely fortunate.
I am.
At times you don't feel like you are, but.
Right. Because it's like career, you wish you want to do certain things in your career, but then you realize how many people are like killing it, but go home and have Thai food by themselves.
Don't have nothing.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And besides, look, you're going to kill it. Just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to focus on something for so much, for so long, and not succeed at
or
it,
you either do get succeed or you go crazy.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the hope. That's the dream.
But it is about the right people, I can tell you that.
Yes.
It's so much easier to get in when you know somebody.
Yes, it is. And if you don't, then you just have to work that much harder at self-creating, which
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You keep going, man. I mean, keep blazing away, you know?
I think I can.
Exactly. I can't believe I've actually reached the 10th episode of Westworld, which is the final
big
one.
Oh, moment.
Really? Is it going to be good?
It's great. It's my favorite one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so it better get good because I just started that episode.
I love how you threaten Westworld
right?
every week. It better
get
good.
It better get better.
It is.
Because I'm still waiting.
I know. I still love the whole thing, but it's a slow burn. But this last episode explains a lot and a lot happens.
Good.
A lot
good.
Happens.
Good.
Moves the story forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? The fact that you were saying it's hard to understand Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
I find Bernard very hard to understand.
Really?
He talks very softly.
Everyone
very quietly.
Talks real quiet
right?
in that office.
Yeah.
I just want someone to be like, I can't hear you. Just speak up. We put on the subtitles so we could see both Bernard and Anthony Hopkins. Jeffrey Wright
That's
and
funny.
Anthony Hopkins. Yeah. Jeffrey Wright's a great actor. I can't hear. I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand what he says, you know. So there's parts where I have holes in them. But
yeah.
What can he do?
No.
Anything new with the White House that we can cover in 5 minutes? Or
sure. Well, did you see the press conference yesterday?
I saw part of it. Not really, but tell me about it.
Okay, so he decided in the middle of the day that he was sick and tired of everyone else standing up for him and Spicer and all that, and he decided to do it himself. So he randomly said, I want a press conference, and they organized
really?
It very
impromptu
quickly.
Impromptu one?
Impromptu, which you know is going to be good when it's Trump impromptu.
Yeah.
And it lasted for 77 minutes.
Wow.
Which I live in D.C. Press conferences can be 10 minutes, 5 minutes. They're very, if it's just a briefing of what's going on with the president's schedule, a couple questions, it should not be longer
than.
So
he was running off at the mouth pretty much.
And yeah, and certain things were just very interesting. And at some point he just kept saying, it was back to him being on like the campaign trail. And it was a lot of.
He
can't let it go. And he's having a campaign rally tomorrow. And I'm like, for what? Yeah. You already are president. But he likes that crowd that loves him and will always love him. So he insulted so many people, fake news, whatever. He says he wishes he rushes all fake news. And then finally someone was like, I'm sorry, are the leaks fake? Or is the news fake? And he's like, no, the leaks are real, but the news is fake. And everyone's like, wait, what? And then he
would imagine if he has so much time to talk, he's going to say some stupid.
Oh, it went thing, on. Right? And then you saw Kellyanne Conway doing the wrap up, right. Which means if you don't know, like, get the fuck off the stage. Like, right. You're going so long. And he said, quiet, quiet, sit down, sit down. He was yelling, CNN, you're fake news. And of course, an African-American reporter, April Ryan, stood up and asked if he was meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus. And he's like, well, do you know them? Are they your friends? Can you set up the meeting?
Really?
And I'm like, you fucking dick. She's not your secretary, and fuck you.
Yeah.
So it was bad. It was really bad. So people on Capitol Hill are reported calling it terrifying, frightening, just unhinged. He was just all over the place.
Wow.
And it was just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
And at one point he said, I had the biggest electoral college since Ronald Reagan. And immediately CNN stood up and said, that's like, you know, you're not true. At 426, President H.W. Bush had that. So if you keep telling these small lies, why should we trust you on the big ones?
Right.
And he was like, oh, someone just told me that. Someone just told me that. That wasn't me saying it. I didn't know for sure. So.
Okay, Tori.
It's going bad. So people, now the odds in Vegas for the impeachment of or resignation is much, much higher. They're now saying it's a 6 month or less situation.
Really? I mean, if it continues like this, you can't run a government like that.
And I'm from D.C., man. You cannot run D.C. like, it doesn't run like that.
Yeah.
I was, you know, even Obama tried to fix it, and it just runs slower than you do, and you don't go off the cuff like that and insult people.
Yeah.
So
I know, even if you're the president, you know, you just don't move things that fast in Washington.
And you don't fight against the intel community and the press. Those are the people you're supposed to, and the judiciary. He has no friends.
Right.
You've got to at least work with someone.
Right. I mean, even businesses are leaving him and everything.
Yeah, and now what you're seeing is the red states turning, which is what I was wondering. When does it get to, like, the heart of, like, Mississippi, and someone's like, this isn't cool.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, when is that going to happen? And it's starting Tennessee, Utah, people have been shouting, do your job to Republicans. So when they interviewed people on the Hill about what Republicans felt about the press conference, every single one said, oh, I missed it. I was in committee. I missed it. Every single one.
Yeah,
so it's people are now running away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it was unhinged.
He's an outsider, but he has to play by the rules, even if he's the president. You know, or he's left alone.
Yeah, and he said stuff about Russia. And he was like, uranium, you know, uranium is in a nuclear bomb, and we have those, and so does Russia. There'll be a nuclear holocaust. I'm like, dude, you don't just throw those words out.
Yeah,
there's a Russian ship right off the coast of Connecticut. He's like, the best thing I could do is shoot that ship right off the water. And everyone's like, no, it's not, man. Chill out. What are you saying? So it was really crazy. And he went unhinged and tried to get laughs, and it went crazy. So it was very entertaining, and it sucks that SNL is not going to be up this week, because it would be great to see Alec Baldwin do that. But
that's the thing, is that, you know, it's fun to laugh at it. But,
it's horrifying. But horrifying.
But where is it going to take us?
Oh, no, it's just horrifying. Yeah.
But you know what? It's not like we didn't know it was going to happen.
No, and that's what he said. He goes, I don't understand. There's so much hatred and fury. I said said what I was going to do, and I'm doing it.
Right.
And to be honest, that's true.
Right.
You voted for an internet troll reality star who's a really big racist. So, like, you didn't expect this to happen. Of course it was going to happen. I think people thought he'd come here and conform and go into the machine. But, man, he's off his rocker.
Right.
And he kept talking about Hillary Clinton. Everyone's like, you know you won. He talked about her endlessly at the press conference. Mm. How Hillary did something. She got the answers before the debates. I'm like, no one's talking about this, dude.
Right, right. So he's still talking about it.
Like, even the press were like, why are we still here?
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah. But that's what it's. I think it shows that what matters to him really is winning.
And he doesn't want to govern. He just wanted to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Who knows?
He's miserable. There's reports out that Melania is like totally miserable.
Really?
Yeah. I'm everyone sure in the White House is terribly, terribly miserable. Right. And now apparently spies are now keeping information because they're worried he's going to leak it to Russia.
Yeah. Wow. And now they're saying Vice Admiral Bob Harwood declined.
Right. So right
Trump's
after this,
offer, that's for national security,
so
right?
So because Flynn left, they and then they put in Harward. I think that's his name. Harward, right?
Harward, maybe?
Harward.
Yeah.
He announces him. Then he does the press conference like right after Harward. It's like, oh, no, thank you.
Really?
So it's very rare for someone to decline. Yeah, and it's rare for a president's to not know he was going to say no. Yeah. You should get a yes before you announce
right? You should know what the hell's going on.
And he says no thank you after the press conference. So you should watch it just for like, get stoned and watch it. It's really crazy.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I can't miss it. I can't miss it.
No, you'll enjoy it.
Right.
And you'll cry.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now because we don't like to talk about politics too much, although we don't ignore what's going on.
Yeah, we're
in the
informed,
world.
But we move on.
Exactly. We know what the hell's going on, but we can't possibly cover all this. We'll leave it to all the talking heads and
everyone else.
Everyone else, you know. But today we're joined by Abby Cubé, who is the host of LA After Dark. Hi, Abby. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. It's like for a moment I'm like forgetting her name. But it's like I got so much shit on my head this morning.
You got a lot going on.
You saw me running like
a chicken
here.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit distracted. But welcome to the show, Abby.
Thank you so much
for coming. Have you ever been on my show before?
Do you remember? This is my first
time, right?
Yes.
And Abby used to have a show on LA Talk Radio a few years ago. And then, so now she's back with a video show.
Veteran.
LA After Dark. And that's on when? Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about the show, LA After Dark.
Sounds sexy, right?
It does. I know. A lot of friends are telling me, like, oh, is this like porn or something?
Right. It's
got to
be like a seductive show, at least.
Is it not? Is it not at all?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, I bring in like sexy guests and all, but like, you know, every week we have different topics. Like next week we're going to talk about prevention and early detection for diseases. So it's
that.
Like it's
that's not very sexy.
No, but it's a wide range.
It's informative. It's fun. It's new. It's like, you know, whatever is out there that needs to be discussed and addressed. I mean, I'd like to actually, you know, cover
that's
that
good.
Part.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, what you talk about, who the guests are, what they can bring to the table and stuff, you know. But, I was telling her, she needs a lot of hot chicks on there, though. She's bringing too many guys.
Wait, is she on the video?
Yeah, she's on the video.
I was like, how do they know if they're hot or not? I see the video. Yes, okay. Too many guys?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but let us have our eye candy.
I know. But you have to figure out who the audience is.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you've had a lot of sexy people. Let the women have some
guys. That's
true,
right?
Yeah.
No, but that's why I'm saying, and that's what's nice about it, is you can do your own show here. Nobody intervenes with whatever you have in mind. You put your vision, your dream into action.
You know? Sam, you are a dream maker. You could put that on your business card.
I thought that about myself.
What if you did that?
Yeah.
It'd be a little pretentious, but I like it. Dream maker, nice to meet me.
That's true, right? I should present myself.
Sam, the dream maker.
Yeah. Just introduce yourself that way.
Oh, have another show.
Yeah.
Sam, there you
the
go.
Dream maker.
The dream maker.
I have a million shows, I know. But. But so it's so nice to have you back, Abby. So tell us a little bit about you. What is it that you do like on a daily basis?
I I am partners of MSM Luxury Estate, so we sell, you know, luxury houses.
Wow.
Luxury houses.
Wow, what
five
areas?
Million up.
Really?
Yeah, we are. We do China, we do Panama, here of course, and we have Philippines too. We deal with Mega World. What other countries?
Wow, so you guys actually deal with countries.
Yes, countries. Wow. Yeah, we represent like big companies as well as part as their management group. Yeah.
Wow. And how did you get into that?
A friend of mine actually just like at that time I was a you know, I have a lot of friends from China basically is dumping off money here in US.
Really?
And so it's like,
can I have some of that money?
No, it's actually for EV5 investment over here. So, and then, you know, it's like, why don't you become an official partner? So it's like, sure.
Yeah, so, why not? Yeah, why not? I'll become an official partner. Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Whatever. Had you done real estate before that though?
No.
Huh? So this was totally new to you, but you realized, hey, this is. So I mean, do you
bring
like
in the clients? Actually,
you do.
Clients, yeah. Huh? Yeah. Well, Abby's beautiful and she's smart. You've accomplished quite a bit in your life, right? We're
trying.
Yeah. Right. So you do have a slight accent. Are you originally from somewhere else?
I was born in Cebu. Yes.
In Cebu?
Whoa.
Yes.
I gotta be honest, I don't know. I'm embarrassed. Where is that?
It's in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now sure. Philippines, we know.
Mahal kita, maganda.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I know Tagalog a little. I dated someone for like 5 years who's Filipino.
Really?
And I love
really?
The food.
Wow. How about the guys?
The guys. Yeah. No, he's still a close friend. I didn't mean it to be like that. He's a good guy. He was a great guy. He's actually a very wealthy entertainment lawyer. So, man.
Really?
He's doing great. Cool. Yeah, he's doing great.
I know. And Filipinas have a great reputation as great women and everything, you know. So that's
absolutely
a cool thing, you know. I mean,
beautiful. The Philippines is beautiful.
So it's like a good like family culture, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very family oriented.
So how did you end up here?
I just came here. Like, I need changes in my life.
Really? So you came by yourself?
Yes.
How old were you?
Yeah.
I was 15, yes.
Whoa,
she was 15 and she came on her own. Yeah. You beat me? By a year. I came here when I was 16 in my
own. Oh,
wow.
Were you in
what
school
story,
and you were like,
though?
No, just I'm going?
I went to Maryland, actually.
Wow.
St. Mary's.
Nice job. Yeah.
Did you have some relatives or something that helped you in the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. You know, that's why I ended up in Vegas. That's the only place I had relatives. But it was
Vegas,
the best. Yeah,
I wish I was there.
I know.
Yeah, right?
Vegas in the 70s.
In the 70s was amazing. It was
Wait, where did you come? Where did you stay?
Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah, from D.C. It's freezing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a warm place in the winter.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
I have to scrape ice in my car. Like, literally.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Jeez. And you come from the Philippines, which is quite different, right?
Yeah.
More
hot,
tropical.
Tropical. Yeah.
Right. Wow. So, I mean, but that's amazing to me, a 15-year-old and a girl coming from the Philippines, which do they have, like, I mean, are women, like, less than men in the Philippines, like they are in many countries, like even here, sometimes in pay and stuff?
I'm going to kill you. No, I agree.
That's what I mean.
No, I know. I agree with you.
I mean, in a good, bad way.
Right.
I don't know what I mean. But no, I mean, are women treated less than men there, or do you see that?
I don't see that actually, but it's sad that the women work harder actually in the Philippines than men.
Really?
It's almost like a matriarchal society though. Like, women are very much in charge in the Philippines.
Oh, absolutely.
They
even
are,
here.
Damn.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, see you later. I'm always dealing with like Filipino women, like,
it's like
in
if you
business.
Don't come home at a certain time, it's over.
What?
You're out of the street. You're out of the house.
See ya.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were going, what, to middle school?
Yes.
You go to middle school and what? You go to your mom and you decide, Mom, I'm going to the U.S. How did it transpire there?
My parents was in politics and we kind of want to try to stay away from that. I mean, you know, just for our own safety.
I see.
Because it could be dangerous.
Yeah, it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So.
The Filipino, you know, politically, it can be a bit, there's assassinations, there's things
everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's people beating each other up in the parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stuff,
really.
Right?
So they shipped me off.
Wow. So see ya.
See ya.
So Maryland is safer, I feel
you. So they sent you off. Wow. What a story, man.
Yeah.
So did you feel at the time that you wanted to go? I mean, it was probably for you like a dream. Hey, I'm going to America and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for like, for me at that time, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to America and, you know, build my dreams over there instead of here.
Exactly. And you have been doing that. You have been working on it. Yeah. But at 15, that's pretty, you know.
Scary.
Because with me, it was like my dad had to sort of bring up the idea, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll go, you know. But the circumstances were different, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is that, my parents were not in politics or anything, but my dad had his own reasons for wanting to get out, too, you know. It's like, especially during that time, everybody wanted to leave Israel and come to America.
Yeah, there was dangers there, too. To be honest, same kind of reasoning.
And not only that, but the economy sucked at the time, and things like, and politics, you know, and all that stuff, so... But at any rate, so back to you, Abby. So did you have any particular hobbies or loves early on in your life?
I used to play piano a lot, like every day.
Wow. So are you like a really good pianist?
Yes.
Wow, I could tell. She said that so like, yes, I am.
Yeah, right?
I used to play piano for 10 years and I am not a good pianist.
Really? Why? After 10 years?
I would just, it's like something with math and it doesn't work in my brain. My husband can play it by ear. It just doesn't. But I can practice and do it, but the love was not there.
How interesting
but
is that?
But you seem like you really took to it.
Yes, I used to play actually.
Wow.
Until now, yeah.
So are you still playing now, or do you
have
And were you going to be a pianist like professionally? Did you ever think about that?
Actually, I'm going to be doing concerts this year. Yeah.
You're that
starting
good.
April.
Okay. Yes. So you're that kind of person with a piano. Wow. That's so impressive. That's so impressive.
No, I know. So tell us about that. What kind of show is that going to be? So you're going to play the piano on your show?
Yes.
And sing too?
Yes.
Okay. So she sings.
Wow.
And in fact, we didn't arrange for you to bring you songs, but we can but we can play it maybe from YouTube or online. No? Do you have your songs online?
Yes, I do. It's called Unbreakable.
Okay, we'll find it.
Perfect.
I'll go to YouTube and
I'll see if I can find it. So do you play classic? Do you play, what kind of piano do you play?
I play
all kinds.
All kinds.
But your singing, is it pop? Is it R&B? Is it
pop, R&B?
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Wow. So talented.
You guys are all invited, by the way.
Ooh.
April 8th, yeah.
Wow. Where's it going to be?
Exchange LA.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Do you know what that is?
No, but I'm excited for it. You know, I'll be there. I go to all these events because I'm like, there's something new. I'm so excited.
It'd be really fun, yeah. Because we're bringing my company, QBN Company, actually, we're bringing art, like really big artists from other countries, like Philippines, Mexico, Brazil, Russia.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, the top artists that they have there that have very strong followings here. So
you're going to get a huge group.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
But Abby's built a huge following already. You know, I mean, she's got like, what? How many do you have just on Instagram alone? 130,000 or
something?
Shut up.
Something like that.
Damn, girl knows exactly what it is. That's amazing.
I'm not kidding. That's amazing. I mean, it's like when you see numbers like that, you remember them.
Yeah, that's an influencer.
Yeah.
No, you're an influencer. It's amazing.
Yeah, I get brands to approach me to actually start posting stuff. For it's just good. I was like, sure.
Yeah, if you like it, why not, right?
Give me free stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Now, were you there from the beginning? Pretty much with Instagram, I mean, you had to be, right, in order to accomplish such following.
I started 3 years ago with Instagram, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty much when it started getting really popular.
I started then, but I do not have that.
Yeah,
problem.
I know. I didn't do anything. You really gotta
I do.
Work
I do
it.
Every morning. I do evenings.
You gotta work it, though.
Do you post a lot? Yeah. I think it's all about hashtags, though.
I'm posting a lot of hashtags.
It is, right? Then people can find you, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's true.
There's a whole etiquette to it. You know what I mean? How you do it and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I've discovered that too. You know, it's like there's different ways to do it. But the bottom line is you got to somehow get famous. You know, you got to have something that people like. And you focus on that. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Kim Kardashian, then you're just famous.
Exactly.
Totally.
But Abby recorded a song called Unbreakable. So let's hear a little bit of it. I'm really curious to see what you sound like. So, and then we'll talk about you singing a little bit.
Okay.
This is it, right?
Yeah.
I'm strong, independent. You never seem to like that much. You get so offended
Well, I've had enough. I'm not that good housewife that would live in a kitchen. No backbone, gets the one that's submissive. Never talk back, always want.
You like the lyrics,
Summer,
let
you go. Cause you don't see me like I see myself. Cause I'm beautiful.
This is cool. You see, now you made me listen to the lyrics.
Yeah,
okay.
What do you mean?
You see, usually I don't pay attention to the lyrics, but
that's everything
good.
Here,
yeah.
Man.
But we failed to stay on track. My strength and ambition, you couldn't handle that. I'm not that good housewife that would live in a kitchen. No backbone, gets the one that's submissive. Never talk back, always want me to listen. But it's time I let you go. Cause you don't see me like I see myself. Cause I'm beautiful.
What? Make your part.
In other words, it's pretty much, hey, asshole, I'm dumping you.
Yes,
out.
Yes,
right?
Pretty much.
If you want
that is Taylor Swift on steroids. That is what that was.
If you want to summarize this in one sentence.
Kelly Clarkson had a baby with Taylor Swift.
Yes. So how did this come about? I mean, was this based on like how you really felt after a relationship or?
Yes.
Yeah,
you can tell.
So it came from the heart.
Like Adele right there.
Yeah, I wrote the song about almost 4 years ago.
Wow. So you were with a guy and he thought you'd be like the submissive Filipina type or
yes.
something. That stereotype.
Yes.
Wow.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Picked the wrong one to
pick
mess
the wrong
with, right?
one to mess
yeah.
with.
Yeah. Climb up like, the wrong
bad.
Tree. Yes.
I can imagine if someone was like, hey, can you get me a sandwich? He'd be like, I'm sorry?
Yeah,
what?
<yeah.
laughs> I can see your face right now. What?
But at the same time, I mean, do you also value traditional? I mean, if you said you're a family type of person, and stuff. You probably also value traditional roles and stuff, right? In the home or do you prefer, hey, I'm the mistress here and that's it?
No.
No, right?
No.
The mistress, no. Not a good word.
No, not at all.
But I meant like I'm the boss here, you know. I mean
pretty much, yes.
So you are like that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the boss of the household, and he couldn't take it. No.
So let me ask you this, though. So that means you would have to find someone who's weaker than you, would you say?
I don't know about that.
Or just, no.
Or just I would get bored, too, easily.
Right.
That's
so that's what I'm
problem.
Saying. But what would happen if you get someone who's as strong as you and would feel like, no, I'm the man of the house. And
sometimes
you go,
that can create.
No, I'm the boss.
Right, but sometimes that can create great chemistry.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, two alphas can either work really well together and it's heck sexy as hell.
As long as there's a mutual understanding.
That's right. As
actually.
Long as they're equal respect, yes. I agree with yeah. that.
Right, right, right. I understand that. So it doesn't have to be stronger or weaker. It
yes.
can be equal, but you do have to have a lot of communication because otherwise you butt heads all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
you have to set up roles, I think, in advance, right, to agree on who does what.
Yes, absolutely.
You
do this,
you
do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or generally, like, you kind of find your way, I think, when you're starting to date where the roles sort of make themselves organically.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Like, okay, this is happening. But yeah, these days women are not, it's being the alpha female is not rare.
Really?
Yeah,
it's cool as hell, but it's just not. It used to be, I understand, very much like a different thing, but and not that we don't want an alpha male in our lives. It's just like we can take care of business. What?
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, were you always like this strong person, or did you feel you had to develop it being like, let's say, a man's world, right? I mean, being a beautiful young woman, I'm sure everybody that runs into you probably is, you know, just falls in love with you. The question is, how did you, so did you feel you had to develop that in order to survive, or did you always have that, that like strong shell, let's say? Or
I think growing up, because like my family is very like also like authority, mm-hmm. so okay. it's kind of built in within me.
Oh, okay.
So you know, as I grow up, I always deal with the people that basically the movers and the shakers of.
She was at the top echelon, yeah.
So it's kind of. But, you know, but I always learn to adjust in any situations as well, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You were on your own early, too. You had to learn how to survive.
Yeah. Yes. Part of that is survival, too.
Yeah. You see, that's why I can understand that, because my story is similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you come in your teens, I mean, it's a whole different ball game, right?
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah. You see life in a whole different way.
And you're 15 and 16. Both of you are not really adults. I mean, that's crazy.
No, yeah. You're not
an
adult.
And it's crazy. I mean, it's insane that you thrust yourself into that totally new vacuum of something, you know?
Right. And that your parents let you,
you know? Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know that I would let a 16, 15-year-old go crazy. The world, but but that's what I'm saying, though, is that I think early on you realize, hey, I can do this on my own, and I don't need anybody else, right? And that's what your song really says, is I can do it on my own, you know. But so, but yet, you probably do want a family of your own and everything,
of
right?
Course,
so,
yes.
So, what kind of a man would it
what's
take?
Your dream guy? Yeah, what's your dream guy?
You know, I haven't thought of it.
Oh, nice.
Lately.
Bullshit.
No,
it's she just won't discuss it. How can you not know what kind of guy you want?
I don't know right now. I haven't thought of it. I'm not into like the dating mode
You're
yet.
In career mode.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. So nice. That's pretty cool. So,
but okay. I'll get into it.
Yeah, they'll get there.
Yeah. So, but you want a family, traditional family with kids and everything, right?
Yes.
So that'll
definitely
be good.
I'm not marrying a Filipino guy.
Ah. No, why is that?
It's just that I'm not attracted to them.
Not attracted to them. So you grew up with mostly what? White people and stuff, right?
Yes.
Different
races.
So it's funny because sometimes people say they don't like.
I know, I get that. I get that totally. I understand. Yeah. Like, I get that. It's also when she left at 15, and that's when your hormones are it's different.
Yeah. Right.
You're raised here kind of around puberty, you know what I mean?
You feel American.
Yeah, she is.
You look at them differently, you know. But just because you're both from the Philippines doesn't mean you share experiences and values, you know, because you left early.
Very true.
You're more an American than anything else, you know. Yeah, I can totally relate to that. We're talking to Abby Kubay. Her show is LA After Dark. You can catch it here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific. And, of course, if you can't catch it live, you can always just go there right now, video channel, LA After Dark. You'll find Abby's shows there. She's on video, so you get to see her and the guests as well. And it's actually a very cool show. So, so some of the things, you already discussed on your show? I mean, you mentioned that thing that you're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What about the past couple shows? Who did you have on?
I had Joe Hilton and Dr. McCoy Moritz. Joe Hilton actually is one of the Hilton family.
I was going to say, Hilton.
How many Hiltons do you know?
Yeah, it's a Hilton. Yeah.
So, and then I had Lika Osipova the other week, and Peter Dranga, who's actually is really, really good, very talented people.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that Russian girl brought half of Russia with her.
Really?
Yes. I thought I was dying, man.
You were losing your mind?
I was becoming dizzy. And
I
looked at Abby and I said, what's going on, Abby? And she said, I didn't expect this.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So they just brought a whole crew of camera crew.
Oh God, that's not up your alley.
No, not at all. I don't like that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
But just for Abby, I accommodated.
Well, you know,
I didn't want. I mean, the woman comes here. Please sign a release. I'm like, no, I'm not signing.
Yeah,
get out
of here. I don't
want you to be
it's
here.
My place, dude.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, just for Abby's sake, I didn't want to create any unpleasant times here.
Good for you.
So I just went with it.
Good for you.
And that's what I've had to do in the station. You know, people do a lot of shit all the time.
You got
to
adapt. Yeah.
As you might imagine, you know.
I've seen
so
it.
So you have to ask yourself, do I create a big deal out of the situation?
Yeah.
Or just let it go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but there you go. You know?
You chillax that after.
Yeah.
She was chillaxing.
There you go. I get you. Do you like doing video more than radio?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Interesting. Like, is this your first video stuff you've done, or have you been on air before?
Yeah, I did LA After Dark with... Mm-hmm. No. After Dark... Wait, what was the show that I have?
Before or now?
Before.
Oh.
I did a TV show before, actually.
Oh, cool.
And then I host a Beverly Hills Lifestyle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, those kinds of things.
That's awesome. So you've done hosting before.
I've done hosting before. Yeah. But cool. On the field, not on the...
Not here, like having a station. That's great. Yeah.
Wow, very cool. So what do you like to do most? I mean, so you're in business now. You're also in entertainment. Where do you see yourself going, you know, forward with this? Like, if you're like 5 years from now, where did you think about that at all? Where you'd be in 5 years?
I would be like into the billionaire alley.
Really?
Wow.
I'm working in a really, really big project right now with USC and a few other stuff. So it's I can't talk about it yet, but it will help a lot, like millions, a lot of lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Brilliant story. Yeah.
I will be here to actually talk about it once we're ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't wait for that show.
Yeah. You might want to be reconsider being married.
I
and
know.
Actually attracting
Hello.
Abby. You know, that's a lot of money there, man.
Hopefully, I'm crossing. You know, if things goes well,
knock on wood.
But let me tell you this: if you're very rich, how will you know a guy is with you not for your money? I mean, isn't that going to make it harder for you?
I just don't need to have them.
Yes, she is such a modern
guy.
Woman.
Yeah,
I love
it. I don't need a guy.
Just, like, hire them.
Hire them for you. Now we're just doing gigolo work. Now it's just prostitution at this point. I get it. But at that point, no, of course you're good. But, like, at that point, yeah, like, you don't need to take anything you don't need, and you don't want to waste time with anyone you don't want. And
yeah, because, like, you know, I've done it all. I've done all the dating and stuff, and, you know, it's just, like, not all of it serves me.
Yeah,
well,
wow.
So.
That's a great way of saying that diplomatically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not all of it serves me well. That's a great way of saying it.
So.
Wow.
That's good. Always take, you can take breaks, hiatus from dating. Yeah. You know, take a break sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, I wanted to ask you, like, on dating apps and things like that. I connected with someone who's, if she went out, people would recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
At least
mm-hmm.
locally
mm-hmm.
in LA.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can't say what it is, but, and I didn't realize that.
Oh.
I mean, she just looked familiar to me on the app.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she liked my picture. So
sure.
I wrote back to her and she wrote back to me.
Got a little celeb on your hands.
Yeah. You
right.
know, she asked me if we met in real life. And I said, well, I don't know, but you do look familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought in the beginning, you know, I may have seen her here at the station because
sure.
I meet so many people, right?
Yeah.
Well, sure enough, I realized where I know her from,
oh.
right? So I look it up because once you connect, it gives you a last name, too. I mean, you don't even have to look them up. It gives
no,
you
it's
everything.
A lazy, lazy way of doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
So I realized that she's known. And so my dilemma is, do I pursue this? You know, do you want to be with someone who's known? What do you think?
Me? No, I don't.
No, you wouldn't want to be, right?
Yeah.
Do you think you would compete?
Even if you were known? Let's say you were well known. You'd
yeah,
still want someone in.
But that's different. Yeah, I'm
right.
not known.
No, I know.
But yeah.
yeah, but I know. But you're saying you wouldn't want someone known.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if
yeah.
I would either.
Because why? Would it take the spotlight away from you? Or do you feel that... it wouldn't be like
a
normal life, right?
Yeah, I think it would double the stress. So like if the person is not known, it would like... You know,
chill.
Tone it down
yeah.
a little
that
bit.
Comes with
crazy.
It comes with complications.
Yes.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it can't be an amazing relationship. It's just something you have
That's
to go
true.
In with your eyes wide open on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And you have to be squeaky clean when you're in public eye, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she's on a dating app, you know?
I mean, it isn't easy.
Which dating app?
Yeah.
Is
yeah. Well,
Famouspeople.com that are trying.
No, not really.
No, I know.
It just so happened.
That you found yeah. that. No, I think of people in the celebrity world who aren't paired up, it's harder to find someone, so they are
yeah.
on these dating apps, and it's kind of weird to like be there. I feel bad.
That's
yeah.
true, right?
Because a lot of people are embarrassed or uncomfortable asking them out because they're in power position, you know?
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Right, but at the same time, you know, I mean, they feel that they really want to do this, but you have to ask, well, you know, if they're famous and they have a little bit of money, why not go to a matchmaking service and make it a little more discreet?
Because sometimes people like dating apps because their friends are on it and they can talk about their girlfriends. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think matchmaking is a little, like, I would be a little creeped out by matchmaking, I think.
Really?
Because it's a big, like, step from, like, a dating app. Maybe she's just trying to step into that world.
That's true. But maybe you don't want something like...
so heavy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want any third party.
Yeah, I don't need a third party. That's right.
Arrange my life. That's right.
But you know that the women, though, if you go there, they put you on the database. The women don't have to pay. So if you just put yourself on the database,
she might be on one. She might be on one of those. You never know.
That's true too. Yeah,
you know,
with a different name.
Yeah. So are you thinking? I mean, I think.
So I'm thinking maybe it's not a good idea. Well, I want to be.
Are you? Do you like her personally? Are you?
I don't know yet. So we're gonna talk on the phone today.
Oh,
we'll see. Yeah.
What type of women do you like?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought
about
it.
He likes pretty women. He likes pretty women.
I think you're copying me.
I'm in business mode.
Oh, yeah, right. You're never in business mode. I know you. You can't be her. She's all business.
Well, if she wants me to believe her, she has to believe me.
I know. But do you
people
like Al? Do you like
always look and relax? If you had your prince, your dream prince, walk in the room, you would know it, and you would break down right away, right?
Yeah.
Date him. So
do you like Sam? Are you attracted to alpha or more like submissive?
No, not submissive at all.
Cool.
Not submissive at all. I mean, it would be nice maybe for sex and stuff, you know, like the
role playing, 50 Shades. Yeah. Who doesn't enjoy a jaunt of that?
Exactly. There's someone who's not experienced at all and stuff, you know, but that's got its drawbacks too, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you like a little bit more someone in charge or aggressive.
I do. I like independent women, you know. Cool. I really do.
Yeah.
But like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, like you said, you know. If you get someone who's a very strong woman and a very strong man, it may not work if they're not communicating.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah. You need to have the communication. You're right.
Yeah. And you have to have, I think the idea of is trust, but more like a mutual respect.
Right.
So if you're two alphas, but you have absolute 100% respect for the other.
That's true. Respect.
And then you see with like Beyonce, Jay-Z, like those are two alpha human beings. Although Beyonce's kind of shy, but you see those in celebrity couples and they just like, they each have that, but they trust each other.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. You know? That's the thing. You have to be partners in this, you know, somehow.
Absolutely.
Like Oprah and Stedman.
Yeah.
Both alphas.
Yeah. That's true, right?
Go Stedman.
Oh, I didn't think he was...
He's alpha in business. Really? He's a really good businessman.
Oh,
he is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Abby Kube, if you guys want to check out the song, it's called Unbreakable. Just look up Unbreakable Abby Kube. That's C-U-B-E-Y. And you can see the and listen to the song. You got 40,000 views almost on there. That's not bad at all.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
So
thank
there you go. You know?
I didn't even know it was out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So you really have to capitalize on that, though, right? I mean,
yeah. What video is this? Is the video?
This is Unbreakable, the Paul Drago posted one.
Oh, is it like,
like 36,000 views.
Hawaii video? Or
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the one who's flying video.
What's that?
I was flying in that.
Oh, like that was you flying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're flying
so
in the video?
Let's talk about your flying.
Whoa.
So, yeah, because I heard on your show, she was talking about that she's a pilot. So tell us a little bit
what?
About that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean,
who are you? Who is this? Every second, you're like, she's also a neurosurgeon.
I like.
Who are you? That's amazing.
It's very fun to be up in the air. Every day I get really busy on everything, and I feel like flying would be the best way to
chill out for you.
Chill out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So did you learn it here in LA?
Yeah, here.
Yeah. You see, I learned how to fly when I lived in Vegas, and that was the 1990s, right? And if I got stories, but one story of mine, and not to overshadow your flying, but I had what I realized later was a near-death experience.
Oh.
I mean, I got into a stall, the plane started rolling, and I started...
going down?
Going down.
Yeah.
Facing the earth, vertically. Okay. I got into
That's
a spin.
Scary.
I hate this
story. It scares me.
I got into a spin, Abby, and I'm looking through the front shield at the ground spinning in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered, with all this like chaos, I remembered how to come out of it.
It's because you trained.
Yes.
Because
he had put me into that once before, the instructor.
They put you in emergency.
So when I was in solo and I did that, I knew how to come out of it. And
That's
then you
good.
Have to deal with all the G-forces on your head. You're totally disoriented when you straighten up. And so that's one time. Another time I went cross country to Arizona and overshot. But this is, Abby, this is in the 90s. We didn't have GPS.
Yeah, you guys are just like going by the clouds.
We used transponders, you know?
Yeah, you don't do anything.
Wow. You don't do anything.
Do you fly helicopters or planes? Or
I do both, actually.
Wow.
So.
Helicopters too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
So in the Philippines, that's kind of my ride over there.
Dang. Are you serious?
The traffic over there? Oh, you think it's... LA,
you think it's bad.
Nothing.
Wow. Yeah. You just copter it out.
Yeah.
Yes, she's on the chopper.
4 miles. It will take you like at least 3-4 hours to get there.
Oh my God.
Might as well walk, right?
Wow. Yeah. So you copped chopper in like Christian Grey over here. Is there helipads a lot? There's a lot of
Yeah, well, some of the properties that basically we manage.
You have. I see. That's smart. Yeah. Helipads. Man, that is so cool. I thought you guys meant in the video she's flying like a CGI effect. I'm like, oh, cool. You fake flew with a harness, but you meant flying an airplane. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, it just shows a video of Hawaii and flying over.
Oh, so you, you flew that.
Yeah, so.
Damn.
Yeah. So she does a lot, you know?
Damn, you're like an empress. Does a lot. Yeah. Yes.
No,
there you go, right?
I just want to do what I want to do.
That's right. Yeah. Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have. I don't know how many of them.
A lot. But are any of them like you in terms of like so focused and business oriented and doing all these, you know,
yes,
brand
my
things?
older sister. Yes.
You guys must be close.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that's so cool.
But the rest, I don't know. Because like my father, you know, it's like...
he's all over the place.
All over the place. Like last year, I just find out I have two brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
That is crazy to me.
So I'm sure they're going to start popping up.
You got to make sure you're dating not someone you're related to at that point. It's so scary.
Wow, that's crazy. Funny. Well, maybe that's why she's avoiding Filipinos.
Yes.
You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. You never know. One of them might be family.
That's right.
I know, right?
That's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. That's so funny.
It would be scary. It would
be terrible. Wait a minute. I know that dad. That's my dad. That's so funny.
Yeah. So if you guys want to find out why Abby Kube has so many followers, go to Instagram. How can people find you on other social networks? Do you have a website?
Yeah. They can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Okay.
Google.
Awesome. All you have to do is just Google her name. You know, there's not another Abby Kube out there.
No, not like this one.
Yeah, so you don't have to give.
Crazy.
It's like people think, oh, yeah, they're sitting by the radio and they're writing down the friggin' handles.
Yeah, you just Google it, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you totally. Know, just put the name in.
Mine's so dumb. It's Doors and Sardines, which is nothing to do with
people will never find it.
But if you put Tori Shulman, I think it comes up.
Right, then it probably would.
And everyone's like, who is this?
Yeah, right? You got to change your handles, you know?
It's funny.
On the one hand, yeah, it's funny, but on the one hand, you're going, well, I'm not getting there as fast as I'd like to.
No, I know.
We'll build your brand based on your name, not on Doors and Sardines.
I know, it's funny. I know. I didn't know what Instagram was for, so I was like, oh, it's fun. I'll just do a little artsy thing. And I'm like, oh, is this how you run your business?
Doors and Sardines?
Yeah, it's from a play, and it's so
see, she has to explain.
It's got a cool name.
It's cool.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll remember it. You'll remember it.
Yes, well,
she's
I will
smart
remember.
For her own good, you know.
It's an old Shakespearean
yeah,
quote.
Yeah, exactly. It's her humor that's so smart that half people don't get it, like me.
Oh God.
Well, sometimes that happens to me too.
Right. Oh God.
That's awesome. So, Abby, well, in the world of helicopters and helipads,
God dang,
and,
you're my Christian Grey,
and real estate and high estates
cool.
and all that. You've obviously connected with the right people, and that's what it's about, right?
Yes, that's what it's all about.
You and ambition.
Yes.
Right. And it doesn't hurt to look as beautiful as you, Abby, right? let me ask you this. Do you use... I mean, you know how beautiful you are and what you do to men. I mean, she'll walk
what
around...
What I do to men?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's scary.
No. What I'm saying
she
is...
She kills them.
You see, she's being innocent. But look, when you walk around with the cleavage that you do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She does. No, I mean, let's address it because it's something that... So it's hard for a man not to look there, right?
Yes.
So why... But you do it for a reason, would you say? I mean, it's not like by accident.
She
that
likes
you
it.
Show a cleavage like that.
Yeah,
once but
in a
why?
While I show
why?
My cleavage on you know, occasional.
Right.
Yeah. But not
every
day.
Not all the time.
Because if I have big meetings, I had to be cover up.
Well,
like,
of course. But look at many of your videos, your pictures and everything, and people, you know, are attracted to that and everything. So, I mean, do you use that to your advantage in business?
Yes, hell like 60% of the time.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Heck yeah.
God gives it to you. You refine it.
Honey.
Refine it.
Exactly. I have kind of a pretty face and a lot of humor, and I'll use that to the end of my ability to get where I want.
Yeah. No, you can.
I got some good boobs. Really, you know what I mean?
Totally. Put the boobs out there, and you know, and you do have a beautiful face.
Thank you.
Also,
yeah.
I think you look very... very beautiful.
Thank
you know
you,
I mean?
Sam.
No, I really have to tell you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
When you walked here the first time, you had like a dress.
I know.
Everything.
I tried. Now I look like a homeless person. No, but
you need to look at me.
No, you're all
I'm
cute.
I'm just saying by your own description.
I know.
Okay?
It's cold in the morning. I throw my mother's old jacket.
Yeah, for the record, Abby today is not with the cleavage. She's
wearing a cute little zip up for a vest. It's very
it's
cute.
It's cold.
It is cold.
Absolutely. But Abby, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody,
thank you so
check
much
out her show. It's LA After Dark Tuesdays if you want to watch it live. A lot of stuff, and I'm also talking her into getting a lot of hot chicks on the show. So
yes.
We'll see if
March
that happens.
March 7th. Oh my God. Ooh. Lots of boobies out.
Oh, boobies out, Sam.
What's March 7th?
March 7th, we're going to talk about girl talk and shopping.
Oh, a lot of
girl talk and shopping. Okay.
Yes.
Tune into that. I'm tuning in.
Yes.
Well, it's I don't so have right a choice. Up your alley.
Yeah. I'm actually running the show. So you guys are assured a great quality entertainment. Abby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Abby.
So much for having
you're a lot
me
of fun. You'll have to come back. We'll have to talk about a million other things and the billions that you're gonna make.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you gonna do with all these billions?
She's gonna give it to us.
I have a foundation actually that I do. What do you call this feeding program and vaccinations to third world countries.
Wow.
So especially the Philippines. So
she's gonna chopper in and hand out like insulin and be that like Indiana Jones.
Right.
So that's basically the whole goal here.
Yeah.
To like this project is designed to the people who doesn't who can't afford to buy healthcare.
Wow.
Or basically to prevent them from being sick and all of that.
Yeah. Prevention is
wow
so
prevention,
helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome, Abby. Well, we got a Mother Teresa.
Jesus, hot Mother
right
Teresa on our hands.
Yeah. Mother Teresa.
I know. And
with
looking
cleavage.
Like, no. Looking like an Asian empress.
Yeah, beautiful.
Right? So you got everything. You got everything going for you, Abby, this time around. And you know, as far as karma, you must have done something good in a previous life because you got a lot of gifts. You know, and
it's possible.
And she's giving back, so she's giving karma to the next one.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows what you gave back last time? You know, I don't know how generous you were, but. But isn't it funny how people always say, oh, in a previous life, I was like Cleopatra or something.
You're never just like a servant.
You know,
a peasant.
Yeah. There were no peasants back there. Everybody was Cleopatra and Julius Caesar
Queen
and
Victoria.
Everything else. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We always appreciate your attention and your time.
Have a good weekend,
have
you guys.
Have a great weekend.
Be safe.
Yes, Tori, you too. Especially if you're in L.A.
Stay dry.
The storm is getting stronger and stronger out there.
Storms are brewing.
And I'm looking forward to it. I like the rain.
Me too.
Playing in the rain a little bit. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
I used to play in the ponds and stuff and all the water that just gathered from the rain and
stuff. Puddles.
You know,
puddles.
The puddles.
Yeah,
and
the
stuff.
Puddles. Yeah.
What am I talking about?
The ponds.
All right.
The ponds.
The ponds. What the fuck, ponds? All right, guys. I'm losing it. You know,
Friday it's
comes
Friday.
And my mind is going to and half.
Have I think cylinders. Your brain is too relaxed.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All
excited
right
for the weekend.
Yes.
And I got to stay away from those edibles, too.
They don't go down well.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.